Good morning. It's April 2nd, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The entertainment world mourns the loss of a true Hollywood icon. Barbara Rush, the Golden Globe-winning actress whose career spanned over five decades, has passed away at the age of 97. Her daughter, Claudia Cowan, confirmed the sad news, attributing her mother's death to a battle with dementia. Rush's remarkable journey in the film industry began in the 1950s, leaving an indelible mark with roles in classics like It Came from Outer Space and Peyton Place. Her talent wasn't confined to the silver screen. Rush also shone on television and on stage, proving her versatility as a performer in projects such as The Young Philadelphians and Seventh Heaven. Beyond her professional achievements, Rush's legacy includes her daughter, son, and four grandchildren who survive her. The family has announced that a celebration of life will be held at a later date, inviting fans to honor Rush's memory by watching her films. She passed away peacefully at her home in Westlake Village, California, leaving behind a body of work that will continue to inspire and entertain for generations to come. As the entertainment community and fans around the world remember Barbara Rush, her contributions to the arts remain a testament to her talent, hard work, and the impact she had on Hollywood and beyond. In a heartbreaking turn of events, the entertainment world mourns the loss of 27-year-old actor Chance Perdomo, whose life was tragically cut short in a motorcycle accident on April 2, 2024. Best known for his dynamic roles in Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and Gen V, Perdomo's sudden departure has left a void in the hearts of many. Chance Perdomo was not just a rising star in the acting world. He was a beloved figure among his peers and fans alike. His performances in Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and the more recent Gen V showcased his immense talent and versatility as an actor. The news of his passing came as a shock to all who knew him, marking a somber moment in the industry. In the wake of this tragedy, Perdomo's Gen V co-stars came together to issue a heartfelt joint statement. They shared their grief and reminisced about the joyful times spent with Perdomo, highlighting his warm personality and the positive impact he had on their lives. This collective expression of sorrow underscores the deep bonds formed within the entertainment community. The ripple effects of Perdomo's untimely death have led to the indefinite postponement of Gen V Season 2's production. This decision reflects the profound loss felt by the cast and crew, emphasizing the difficulty of moving forward without their friend and colleague. Meanwhile, individual tributes from cast members, including Patrick Schwarzenegger and Liz Broadway, flooded social media, offering a glimpse into the personal connections Perdomo forged during his career. The loss of Chance Perdomo serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of life. His colleagues and fans are left to navigate the void his passing has created, but his legacy will undoubtedly live on through his memorable performances and the lives he touched. The entertainment industry has lost a bright star, but Perdomo's spirit and contributions will not be forgotten. In a cinematic showdown that roared louder than expected, Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire thundered through the box office this weekend, clinching a colossal $80 million domestically and an impressive $194 million worldwide. This remarkable achievement not only exceeded initial projections, but also marked it as the second biggest opening weekend of 2024, showcasing the enduring allure of colossal monster battles on the big screen. The film's performance was stellar, outpacing its series predecessor and ranking just below the peak set by 2014's Godzilla. Despite a spectrum of reviews, the latest installment in the MonsterVerse captivated fans with its epic confrontations, proving once again that the franchise's simple, action-packed formula resonates with audiences. Adding to the MonsterVerse's accolades, Godzilla Minus One clinched an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects, highlighting the franchise's technical prowess. This victory, coupled with the box office success of Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire, signals a vibrant resurgence in the theatrical movie business. With a promising summer lineup on the horizon, there's optimism that the momentum will continue, potentially recuperating losses from earlier in the year. For those hungry for more details on this blockbuster's triumph and the magic behind its monstrous confrontations, GameSpot offers an in-depth review and an exclusive interview with director Adam Wingard. Additionally, IGN provides further coverage, ensuring fans and cinephiles alike have ample material to dive into. This weekend's success story is a testament to the undying appeal of action-packed blockbusters and the potential rebound of the movie theater industry. In a groundbreaking move that's stirring conversations across the music industry, Beyoncé's latest album, Cowboy Carter, not only smashes streaming records, but also boldly addresses the controversial rise of A1 in music creation. Beyoncé, in a recent press release, made it clear that she stands firmly against the growing trend of utilizing artificial intelligence in music production, advocating instead for the authenticity and warmth that only real instruments can provide. This stance is not just a personal preference, but a significant commentary on the ongoing debates surrounding AI and copyright issues, particularly the unauthorized use of copyrighted materials. The album, Cowboy Carter, is more than just a collection of songs. It's a powerful statement on the theft and appropriation of art, with a specific focus on the historical contributions of Black musicians to country music, a genre from which they have often been excluded. Beyoncé's work shines a light on the overlooked and underappreciated role that Black artists have played in shaping the country music landscape. Through her music, she seeks to bridge divides, foster unity, and amplify the voices of those who have tirelessly educated others on the genre's rich and diverse history. Critics have lauded Cowboy Carter for its boldness and innovation, recognizing Beyoncé's efforts to challenge the status quo and spark meaningful conversations. Her opposition to AI in music, coupled with her celebration of Black musicians' contributions to country music, positions Cowboy Carter as an album that not only entertains, but educates and inspires. Beyoncé's hope is that her latest work will not only set new benchmarks in the industry, but also serve as a rallying cry for greater appreciation and recognition of the foundational role of Black artists in the tapestry of American music. In a bold move to redefine the streaming landscape, Disney has seamlessly integrated Hulu into Disney Plus for its U.S. subscribers. This strategic integration, emerging from a successful beta test, signals Disney's commitment to bolstering its streaming portfolio amidst financial challenges. As part of this ambitious strategy, Disney aims to captivate audiences by merging the extensive libraries of Disney Plus and Hulu under one digital roof. Subscribers can now enjoy a vast array of content, including blockbuster shows like Grey's Anatomy and The Bear, through a single app. This consolidation is Disney's answer to the fiercely competitive streaming market, offering a rich blend of original content and a diverse entertainment catalog to stand out among rivals. Highlighting the strategic significance of this move, the Disney Bundle, encompassing both Disney Plus and Hulu, boasts a notably low churn rate. This indicates a strong subscriber retention, a critical metric in the streaming industry's battle for viewer loyalty. Disney CEO Bob Iger has expressed optimism regarding the future profitability of the streaming business, signaling a positive outlook for the company's digital ventures. However, the expansion of the Hulu and Disney Plus bundle to Southeast Asia remains uncertain, leaving international subscribers in anticipation of the service's availability. Meanwhile, standalone Disney Plus subscribers are not left behind, with the option to access Hulu's content through upsell opportunities, ensuring a broader audience can enjoy the combined offerings of both platforms. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.